see me, I don't mean that there are more passes like that, but I mean that most Rishayim have that chip, that according to the Maskona, not like the first Loshin of Abin, but that Hakoshach Tavim, if he's not being free, so you may let, we can allow a sheikha to come, to share without even testing him at first, whether he knows or she, But when we do test, and when we do allow a sheikha to share, we have to have the intention that ultimately we are going to test. In other words, let's say, if he wants to share right now, let's say, so we can let him share. But we have to be determined that right after the shikha, we are going to test him and see whether he knows the shikha. That this is the shikha that most ashamed mention the name of the game. Except the role in the Berek HaBayis, he says that what the game say, they only mean the Kerasimus Tzimus. Because the Berek HaBayis is that it's not necessary to test the Chatriya at all. Not even more. And so, the Ruch HaShulchan says, that from Rashi Shite it's mashma like the Berek HaBayis Shite, like the whole. Because he says, Mukhine, look at what boil the milk. So what does it mean when boil the milk? The boil the milk means apparently, we don't have to test, not at the very outset, nor even ultimately. Because we rely on the fact that Rob Mitzuyin is a shkite mumchime. Rob Mitzuyin is a shkite mumchime. Alright, now, then there is the shite that the Torah mentions in the name of the Baalito, and it's also the Agorisoshre and Mordechai we are not allowed to let Stama Shekhar, who comes and wants to share, we're not allowed to let him share unless first we give him a trim, a test, whether he knows all the Dim of Shrik. And even if he says, all right, you'll test me after the Shrik, but I want to share right now, we are still not allowed to. We are still not allowed to let him do it. And there are more passages like that shita, even though that is not the shita of Moshe Hashem. That's not the shita of Moshe Hashem. So in other words, there are three shitas. There is the shita that the Rosh mentions, the Rosh, the Rashbo, you know, the Rambam, in the name of the gaming, that we are allowed to let him lechatchila to share, without testing first, provided that we are determined to test him ultimately. And we don't have to be afraid, maybe he'll escape, you know, and he will not be here, and he will not be able to test. We don't have to, because the enemy is alive anyway. So, that's the sheet of Moses, and that's the Pesach of the Mechaber. And then there is the Shita and the Baalitra, the Soshka, the Mordechai, that we are not allowed to let him share the Chatzil. But the other, it's all right. Chatzil not even with the intention of testing him ultimately. And then there is the Shita of Rashi and the Berek HaBayis. And the Berek HaBayis, and the Ruch HaShulchan says that this is also Teis V'Shite, So, because Tisa says, you're a master, Rei Yusin is a shkutu mungenen, the sheikh in Africa, Chile? So it's mashma, Chatele Mamesh, like Rashi, and the Medica Bites. He also says, the Baramoya Shikha is also like that. I didn't see it, but I'm sure that it is. I just don't remember it. He says the Baramoya Shikha is also like that. Oh, no, but I don't remember the Baramoya Shikha. So there are three sheets. All right. Now, I'm sorry that today I'm finishing so late. I started late, two reasons. First of all, I was waiting, you know, to leave, and then I had to go over the Tirsa Bais, but I don't think that it will be always like that. I mean, so I'm sorry, I apologize for finishing late, but we have to cover some ground, you know. All right, anyway, I just want to go over one thing, even though it's already 5 after 11, I still would like to go over the pages. Kosova Kusindia is some Meush, some Fuo, Mushalibi to Hobby, who is a Vachto, Masha to Zodea, to Rito, Kalima, AC Shuba Zvich, La Puki, to Hobby, the Echon Villas Lahas. Now, this is a very important basis. Respect to the Simen, about Muna. Very, very important. Now, so, that words, if Kusim they are always saying, so it means they are going Mamesh. If they are going Mamesh, some male head, when he goes Shechts, so it's Nevela. It's Nevela. Why is he going shooting the Bela, even though he was sheikh at that, you know, properly according to all the name, a goy and Akum could also shech in accordance with all the name, an Akum. But, it doesn't matter, it's the Bela anyway. It's the Bela anyway. So according to Pesach, and according to the Osh, and according to practically all the shame, except the Rambam, the reason is why Shkitas Akum is Nevele is because of the posseg of Yizabach. And the Nakum is not a Balzich. Shkitosam Psuah, Moy Shalim Yitchot, Yizabach, Masha Atos Veyach, Atoich. Now, that's a Gemore that you give him Chuf. But there the Gemara mentions the drosha of the Bachto, Mashi Tzedeya Hatoeche, and you can pick it up on the Gemara. So it's in respect to the shchite that was not done Yudayim Ha-Yashiach. So then it's the letter. Let's say, suppose I put a sign on the table, and then there is a behemoth just below the table, and then the door is open, and there is a hot, strong wind blowing, and then as I put the sacking on the table, the wind blows against the sacking, and the sacking falls on the tower of the hill, and it's not a way. So the shkita is not good. Why? Because Torah says, "Bizovach to, v'yachalto, masha'ato zveyachatoich." In other words, there has to be ma'isis mich. There has to be ma'isis mich. Here, there was no ma'isis mich. It wasn't done by a guy. It was done all by a woman. So we nail that, it's must, I mean, let's say, I mean, suppose you will make a machine, you know, electrical machine to swap. So it will involve the child, whether it's considered nice to be done or not nice to be done. So, now the law is, there has to be a shchite be done. So what does it do with shchite sako? So here, mash'atu zveyach atariyach. Mash'atu zveyach atariyach. So that means there has to be a ma'aseh shchita. But what bearing does that have on shchita sako? What bearing does it have on shchita sako? Now, the truth is that there is a deceptive at the first parak of Chul, first parak of the deceptive Chul. Mamish at the very beginning. So he says, the Tisekta says, something like that, I don't remember the notion of the baby, but Vizavachtor, so, Viloi, She Nizbecho Melo, Viloi, She Nishkito Alikoi, let's say, Monkey, Moshechel, Vizavachtor, Viloi, Svichasam. So, I mean, but Tesla doesn't mention the deceptiveness. If Tesla said mention the deceptive, fine. Tesla mentions this mission that on the earth. Mission down is because of something else, where it's Nizbechon Yaleo. Nizbechon, the sake fell off the table by itself, and it's Mashiach and Behemoth. So, what's the shaykhah? So, the answer is, because the Russian Amishi is Masha Ato Zveyach Ato. What do you mean Ato? You. Who is you? That means he saw it like an Ato, like a Gori, like an Ochi. So in other words, even though the Mishnah discusses something else, but the Mishnah doesn't say Masha Odom Zveyach. The Mishnah says, Masha Ato Zveyach. Or even Ato, Yisroel, not in Ochri. So, Mele, that means that the Nochri is not about it. Now, Kalina, so look how Tesis explains it. Kalina, Eisei Shimu Baal Svich, La Fukeri Kichot, he's not about it. So, what does it mean? Why is an Akum not about it? Because an akum ba'asvicha means someone who is in stade al-zvicha. But an akum is not in stade. An akum is not in stade al-zvicha. An akum is not in stade. An akum is not in stade al-zvicha. You see, some mele, if an akum is not in stade al-zvicha, So, if an akum is not in stavu al zviche, so maybe it's not a baal zviche. In other words, baal zviche means, is a bachte implies someone who is mitzuvah, just as in regard to ksivas stavu tefillah. So, Svahir film Zizis, the Gemara says, Dachim Dachmelon, Dachmel Vod Gidim. So the Gemara says that the Tanakhud wrote Svahir film Zizis, so it's possible. He doesn't have Bishop Stam. Why? Because you can shout on your Chesapton. Anakum is not mitzvah on the mitzvah of fear. So he is possible. So this is how things is explained. Kalina is issue about Zvich. Lahuke in the Kihovim, the Echel in the Lizards. Now the question arises, Bishnan in the Kihovim, no one can understand. In the Kihovim, he is not mitzvah about Zvich. להגיע עכשיו בשבח אותו כנוב האחור הוא מחיר לנוחי so we are told by the Torah that we veil a is to be given to a goy כדי שמזול זה לא nice boy, alright but he's a goy so we may be that he was a goy and you know the hachitz is not in to know I mean, he is just the archer of the Torah so why is he feeling about it so I mean the So Tesis doesn't discuss why Echon Bires the Hachis is not the Basra. Tesis doesn't discuss it. The Rosh does discuss it. So look up in the Rosh. So look at them, it's like the Rosh says that the Zavachto in five students. First of all, that he has to be in the Shudean Zviche. That's number one. Number two, he has to be Makhid on Zvich. Makhid on Zvich. So, Anakum is possible to share because he's not Mitzvah on Zvich. Suppose every guy who is not Makhid, not Mitzvah. But he's not Mitzvah. But his Vachta also implies something else. That he has to be according to the Rosh, and that is seriously she does not only the Hachis Mamash. You see, because there are three categories of people. There is a Mubarechon Gersetov. Mubarechon Gersetov is a person who is really Makhid on his level, but he cannot control his appetites. He likes the baby so much, so when the baby is given to him, he likes meat so much, you know. So when he doesn't have any meat other than the baby, he eats it. He cannot control his appetites. But he cares for himself. But he's not kiddish a sitzma. That's a mumayichon. So he certainly knows Vilay. He's certainly about Zviche, because he's Mitzvah Zviche, and he cares for the Yisrael. Then there is a real Nimalas, who does it spitefully, you know. He eats because the Torah asks him, that's why he eats. That's a real Nimalas. And then there is another category. He doesn't do it spitefully, and he doesn't care, you know, he doesn't care. Even if he has on the table nevele and shchuta, so he will indiscriminately eat either one. He doesn't care. So, according to the Rosh, as Yosef says, so according to the Rosh, he says, so not only Elahis Mamesh, he should have been there. Even if he's in Machis. Even if he's in Machis. Alright. And that seems to be the Sheik of the Ran, you know, many Rishayim. However, the Prechodosh, at the beginning of Yom HaShchite, I don't know, the Sheik had the Prechodosh. Very good safety, actually. You should have it. If you can buy it, you should get it. It's a very good and important safety. Actually, Now, so, I don't know what happened to my precautions. I don't know what it is, I don't know. It appeared. But the Chodosh says that he says the Chodosh know many times it's Chodosh. He says that the pshat that he said to is very simple, he says. Because the Russian Deceptive is a Bachta, Prat Nisbechon Malel, Prat Nisbechon Dikei, Prat Nisbechasakum, Prat Nisbechasakum. So, Samuele, he says, the reason is why an Akum Shchite is possible, not because an Akum is not in Tzulash, not because an Akum is not in Tzulash, but because the Torah says, "Bizavachto, thou shalt slaughter." What does it mean? Thou? Who is allowed? He is allowed. To whom is the Torah directing itself, addressing? To the Jews. So it means, "Bizavachto, you the Jew, thou shalt slaughter." Mashenke, and of course, thou shalt slaughter. Because thou, not Mr. Hamalel, and of course, not Mr. Hardikay. But not this Bukhari boy. Now, so why say the Hanshabi Prahesye and the Hachis, if it's Lachis Mamish, so it's also Shabbos Itzulo? Because there is a loche that the Muma Lechal Shabbos is the Prahesye, or Muma Lachis, who is the mean, Lachis Mamish, so Mele. So then he has the Tzul of an Akum. So in other words, so mainly it comes within the Tzul of Akum, because he has the Tzul of an Akum. Now one shouldn't think that in the Chazal of Haresia, I mean, that's a mistake that is made by some people, I mean, but it's a very serious mistake. It doesn't mean that a Mumia Lachlat Kule. In the Chamshabi Fahesye, or in me, in the Numa Lachis, Lachis Mamesh, is he going to Chas Mishalem? Yisroel Lachal Pishachot in Yisroel. Even if he's Eidra Bizor, and he's in Shumet Mamesh, he's still in Yisroel. All right, he might be worse than the Nidit Chavim, but he's in Yisroel. And as the Rambam points out in the Yara statement, Yehovim ben Yvot was certainly Mumer, and Yerzore, Echid, and Machlis Arabi will be responsible for everything, not only for being in Machlis Arabi, but for his failure to make an Erev Tashir. We won't say it at all. He's Echid, and Machlis Arabi, you know what I mean. So, why should we help responsible for not putting on film? And, I mean, so I mean, so nothing to ridicule in Babicha for trying to put film, you know, on Jews who eat on the kikar and the traitors and who are called shabbos and who have nothing to ridicule. I wouldn't be misleading myself, I mean, the word, but nothing to ridicule there. Nothing to ridicule. There might be more important matters than this, but nothing to be different, because there are some, you know, who have a cynical attitude, nothing. It's all out of Yisrael, it doesn't make any difference. But what does it mean? Yisrael, Muma, Mechal, Shabu, Tahesye, Zorah, Pekeres, Malhaz, Iskak, Mechal, Rorok, it means in respect to the Tzulim of Akum, so Yisrael, Muma, Mechal, Atere, Kule, has all the Tzulim of Akum. All the Tzulim of Akum. No, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it because it's counter to the Psak of the Mishnah Boy. But my father, Zechem Lebroche, was very marketed against those who didn't allow in Chal Shabbos to do it. He was very marketed. I know it's against the Psak of the Mishnah Boy, but my father certainly had a right to be Chilush on the Mishnah Boy. And very few times he was celebrating Shabbos. Mishavuah was a big Shabbos, but he was very much. At one time he was so outspoken against a certain rabbi who said he didn't want to let a king Michal Shabbos, you know, do it. He became so angry with him. So that Rav who was quite young, I mean, not that he was a good one, but, you know, but he's quite young. So he said, he's a mumer, he's gotten a lot. So my father said, he's nothing good, he's for the shopping soil. It's only in respect to psul, to psul. In other words, let's say, shita sakum is the way. That's a psul. In other words, because shita is not just a pirek. Shkita is a matir, you see, shkita is a matir. So mele, only Yisrael can be matir the behime of the shkita. But a goy is not capable of being matir. So in other words, or let's say, a yayin, standing in his osak. So say, mumea, piti pasako, you know, so it's also a psul, the yayin of an akum is osa. So the yayin of imumel is also osa. It's a question of a psul. But duchanan is the mean of psul. Duchanan is a mitzvah, like putting on film. So you say, Machalta Faisi, I want to let you put on film. Kakmuchal no, how will I let it? So what's the difference between the mitzvah of Prilam Filon, the mitzvah of Phil of Krishna, or the mitzvah of Duchan. Now, the Mishnah was quite wrong. The Mishnah didn't mean because Kahnu, the Mishnah, that wrong, who also thought he was invoking the Shas, you know. But Mishavuah didn't say because of that. Because there is a loche, Achriyahu Kiyan Yagomis. So somebody was in the Abizore. So the loche is, he cannot do the Abedi, he cannot do it. So my father said, that's not because of the fact that the Abizore is Kiyan Yagomis. That Torahayim, the Amen of Hashem, say, that if somebody was able to resolve it once, so he can never do it, even if he does stupid. Even if he does stupid. And even the Rishite, so the Shemin, the Machon Yashemin, that even if he was able to resolve it, the innocent Shemin, he can never do it. So it's not on the basis of Mumera, if he does stupid, he's not a Mumera. So it's a special aloha about the resolve. So maybe there's no application to Mechal Shabbos, the Farhesyes, and there is aloche yodeichem dominale that somebody was shifer dam cannot do. There is no aloche that the shifer dam is gotten to law. There is no shaloche. So it's a special aloche, it's nothing to do. So this is why my father is reading the psalm of Mishnevoye. Because Mishnevoye assumed that the just is in respect to Mulu Hatel Kule, so either Zom Hatel Karesie are the same, so in regard to the Alu King Abomeis, he also said, My father said no. Alright, I don't want to discuss many shots, but the Aloche of Mechal Shabbili Parhesi. The Chalshabel Parhesi is Yahmuch of all has only to do with Psul. With Psul, in other words. But it doesn't mean that he is an Akhil. Yisroel Akhil Pishachot of Yisroel. Now, it doesn't mean that in Chalshabel Parhesi cannot be the Tzolotem. Not the Tzolotem. And there are some Achelim who say that he cannot be the Tzolotem, so they say not only in Chalshabel Parhesi. Anyone who is either a Vedas, who is not Valian, who does a Vedas, you know, after Mechal Shabbos, but no one complies. why is it that psak? So why should we adhere to that psak and respect the Mechazal Chesed? I mean, Shabbat knows the possibility that you can, especially today, I mean, you certainly can be mitzal in the Chalashab and Farhesi. I mean, but nowadays, so you should, maybe you shouldn't be mitzal for me on any Avalim, not up to the Chalashab. Not to be done with or it doesn't know, or in all the least. But today, unfortunately, when there are so many of them, you know, so it's a big avail to isolate them from me. It's a big avail. Anyway, I do have a few tangents because, you know, there are too many who pass in shyness, you know, and they don't even know the intricate part. The Afal Gav, the Omar. Now, this is the Shite of Tesis, the Rosh, the Ron, as to why an Akum is possible. Now, and also the Prechodosh. So the Prechodosh also agrees with all these Hashem, except that he has another Pshat in the Tesis. The Rambam has his own Mishnah. Rambam Shite is. The Rambam Shiki is that the reason as to why an Akum is possible Lishchet, the reason as to why an Akum is possible Lishchet, because the Torah says Vikoloch V'Ochalto Mizifre, so Olamadito Shezifre Yasu, not because of Zobach. Not because of Zohar. Now the question is, all right, the Mishneh, Daf Amdalet, well, the Kohen Rambam discusses something else, but the Sefer says, Luis Vichasaku, Luis Vichasaku, all right, so it's a cash out. I don't have time now to discuss it. I'm sure we will discuss it later. But there is a Machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, according to the Rambam, because there are two Yosoyes in the Rambam. Two Yosoyes is not with Machlekes as well. It's a question of two Yosoyes in the Rambam. According to one Yosoy in the Rambam, so Midiraise, only a Shritas Akumeli Al-Dizore is the Bele. But let's say Shita's Gatesha, and not after Gatesha. Gatesha means someone who is kind by his Nadeach. But suppose someone is not the kind by his Nadeach, let's say Arafati Machshme, he's certainly not the kind by his Nadeach. He's an arch murderer. He's either on Shechem Domin, and on Gevel, and on Dimim, and I mean, 100 times a day. But an Emil Abizor, he isn't. He isn't. He's not an Emil Abizor. So Mele, according to one verse in the Rambam, since the psul of Akum Tushar is deduced from the posik of Bikoloch Yachalton Mizitrei, Bikoloch Yachalton Mizitrei, so Miteich Holomadito Shezitrei Asur, and that posik deals with the Eliyah Mizore, the whole township. Bikoloch in where is it? He sees so. He called off the halt on his ifrei. So he sees so. So he deals, the whole parasha deals with David Abizor. So Mele, only Abizor is the veil in the eyes. But Ishkita's Gatesha is only the veil in the eyes. He's only the veil in the eyes. Alright, now, then, there's another verse in the Rambam. The Rambam says that even though it's deduced from the call of the Chalton Zitrei, still, even the Shkita's Gatesha is the very Christ. It's a machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, but the machlekes is which Gersen is the correct Gersen, whether they call one Gersen or the other Gersen. Fine. Now, Pathak Abdom, Sitter, Vindy, Bombes, Arbia, Oil, Arbia, Chalimes, Kodgirin, Murim, אני שתגעי לגמרי מתחת הרועץ, אבל פוסים הוא נתגעי לו לגמרי, כי נחסיד עם לוחים, יש אני שם מיוראים, ושראים מיוראים, ומאן דיומה, יראה מסעים, כוסוב על נשום נתגעי לו לגמרי, כתב עם תסורי, תארו תסקוטר, but since it's already, and since even though it's not in the deity, the deity again, I mean, it is the deity again, but not of him has written, of him has gales. So, and it's a very important thing and a very relevant thing, and it's the most relevant thing today, unfortunately, most relevant thing today, because, you know, people talk about Dear Shalikawah, but unfortunately, the people who talk about Yish Aloche, most of the time they talk about Yish Aloche, done by conservative rabbis. Of course, that's Yish Aloche. How about Yish Aloche that's carried out by, I don't know what name they have. I mean, you can call them whatever they want. Even the Orthodox, and unfortunately, Yoshua Taloche is carried out. As a matter of fact, there are two kinds of Yoshua Taloche. One Yoshua Taloche is when you're Chatzir, you're not allowed to be mitab. But the other Halatoche is the Deus itself. All right now, unfortunately, in America today, so every Chatzir is a direct, I mean, it's a medical, it's a factor. Every Chatzir is a direct. As a matter of fact, when you talk to certain rabboni, even Boski, you tell them, oh, it's a heaven, it's mutah. I mean, the chatzile is nothing. I mean, the old chatzile is a what only would it hurt? I mean, but then there is another Yoshe Shaloche, the feeling the Ebed. The feeling the Ebed is not that. Even the Ebed is not. It's not merit. So, in other words, Tesha says, I was pushing when he's going down to the city walking. So the Shem of Yerim, the Sereim of Yerim. So in other words, so there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Why? Because they continue to be the Abizah. Some Mela, the Gilus was not no Gilus. So why was one saying, Yerim is saying, because some of the Shem is going down. What does it mean to be going down? I mean, I know people say, you ask certain people, the same things. There was another Gaius, and then there was Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So the question is, so why did other Tanoim say that Kusim, Yahweh say, there was another Gaius and there was Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? So we'll say, that Tanoim hold, there was no other Gaius. So there's a Machlokes Tanoim in Mitzvahs. It's not the Stavah. But that is the Pshat Mitzvahs. Anyway, I cannot discuss it now, but I discuss it, there is, just before Pesach, came out by Yeshivas of Tzachon, a sefer of Torah, a very important sefer. You have the Torah by many people you saw it in Shikanshin, and if it's a Hudaman, I mean, many, many people you saw it, Taylor. So, Ramesh Kanshin has a tshuva, a very important thing, and also prostate gland operation sometimes. Anyway, so I right there, I discuss the stasis and the whole meaning of deals of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, or the Tiznaki, not Naki. I mean, it's called Friederab. It came out in connection with my brother, Bishop Bell's 80th birthday, just before this Pesach. So you look it over, I mean, so look it over. So I thought, because I don't have the time to discuss it in Shia, but it's a very important thing, and you look it over. So I prepared, you know, I always am very optimistic, I think, that I can discuss many things in 1 hour. So anyway, so you look it up. Okay, all right. I'm sorry that today I started so late now.
Chulna Kol Shochtim, Shir Gimel Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin Iyar Hitoshim, and Dal, May 28, 1984, on Monday.
Who says that that kusim kusi gerahois, lo yin skaya kshuta tam. Not the way we say on Jesus. Jesus shita is, the mitzias is what it was on Jesus. In other words, that we didn't carry out another gifts. But at the end of their lives, they abandoned that vision. At the beginning, after the gifts, they continued to remain as a Rehem Rehem, as a Shem Rehem, as a Rehem Rehem. But at the end of their lives, they abandoned that vision again. So the Meres, Tzimachrikis, and that was the Mitzias, the Koritatesias, the Koritolitum. Bein the Mandoma who says Kusim Yahweze, and Bein the Mandoma who says Kusim Gerei Emesim. So in other words, there was no second years carried out by them. But at the end of their lives, they abandoned that Mitzvah. So the Mandoma who says Kusim Gerei Emesim Yahweze, he holds inasmuch as at the very outset, the Kabbalah's Mitzvah was just lip service, because at the beginning they continued to be real Mitzvah, so the Mele, that negated the Kabbalah's Mitzvah, and the Kabbalah's Mitzvah was no Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Even though at the end it culminated in commitment to the Torah and the giving of the Mitzvah, but Bishayte, the Kabbalah's Mitzvah was no Kabbalah's Mitzvah. The says that Kusin Kiramisi holds that inasmuch as the Gills culminated in commitment to the Torah, so maybe retroactively it's considered as a Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Retroactively. It's a Machlokes idea. Now, but that's this. But they call it Rashi, so Rashi apparently it holds that there was no shoot in Sky of God. In other words, they remained up to the end of their lives, they remained in that as well. As a Shem, so maybe that means that the Kabbalah's Mitzvah was no Kabbalah's Mitzvah, because it never culminated in a commitment to the Torah. So the Kabbalah's Mitzvah was null and void. So why does one Mandoma say, Kusim, yeah, he said, because the Mandoma holds that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is not Nakit, the way the Rambam passes. It's not Nakit. And the Mandoma says, Kusim, yeah, he said, some Mele, he holds that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Nakit. Now we pass him, like Mandoma, Kusim, yeah, he said, that means according to Rashi, that we pass him that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is not Nakit in the years. It's only Nakit in respect to the Pesuk Kol. The Pesuk Kol of Akum is not Poka unless there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Now the question is this. Now, according to this, so if the Kabbalah's Mitzvah ultimately results in commitment, even though at the beginning, for a number of years, there was no Shnei Mitzvah, they were already at Mitzvah, so then it's considered as a good Kabbalah's Mitzvah. And according to Rambam also, it's a valid Gevurah even without Kabbalah's Mitzvah. But insofar as the so-called Akum is concerned, so the Kabbalah's Mitzvah is a conditio sine qua non. In other words, it's not put a moment to call unless there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So, but in the Kabbalah's Mitzvah, at the outset was a mere lip service, and then it results, culminates in the commitment to the Torah, so then it's a good Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Is that true only? I mean, Shaila applies to Tesis and to the Rambam Midrash. Is that true only when there was the Chol HaPochas, a lip service Kabbalah's Mitzvah? So then we say, inasmuch as there was a Kabbalah's Mitzvah, the Gaon of the year said, I'm undertaking to be committed Jewish, and so on, I mean, the whole formula. I mean, but at the beginning, they remain in the Arizona. And then at the end, they become committed Jews, committed to the Torah. So then we say that you have to be successful. But suppose there's no Kabbalah's Mitzvah at all, not even lip service, nothing. But then, 5 years later, they there in the Bielites become committed Jews, they become tzaddikim. They are really key. So we will say that it's not necessary for a mindset comparison. Whereas as long as the Jews results in commitment to the Torah, even though there was no ethical comparison, it's also right. Or not, maybe it's necessary to have a mindset comparison, just as in respect to Miller and Tiller, it's necessary to have a mindset Miller and a mindset Tiller. Suppose he'll be coming all by himself. So, or let's say, or he'll be coming totally by himself. He'll fall into the mikveh accidentally, unintentionally. So it's not good. There has to be a mindset here. The shame of some melee, maybe it's necessary that there should be a mindset capacity. But even if there is a mindset capacity, there is no mindset capacity. Then it's nothing. So according to Tesis, the Geos is null and void, even though later on it results in the Geos culminates in the commitment to the Torah. But there was no bicycle synthesis, so it's null and void. And according to the Rambam, it's not null and void, he's a Gea, she's a Geas, but he is Muke floating the call until he goes through the Meiser Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And the fact that he became a committed Jew or a committed Jewess is not enough. So what is our that a very important child? I mean, you have all kinds of dealing with it today. Most of the dealing, unfortunately, whether they are carried out by conservatives or by traditional values, or even by Orthodox rabbis, modern Orthodox rabbis, even old-fashioned Orthodox rabbis. So many of the gayers, so there is no Kabbalah synthesis at all. They remain with the behavior style, behavior pattern, they remain like they were before the deals. Alright, maybe they don't go to church, because before the deals they didn't go to church either. I mean, there was the dream that the deals had any effect, you see, on them. So that's very unfortunate. But there are some gaily who, while it was carried out even by conservative rabbi, I know such gaily. And then later on, they became very, 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 very observant. Very, very observant. So the question is, do they require to go through gaily again with the advice of a couple of speeches? Or we say, well, she was carried out by conservative based in the media, possibly. So then, of course, we have to go up. Because it was without the desert. But suppose it was carried out by Orthodox Chabad, who are not fishermen, who are not possible, playing it's not possible. So, but unfortunately, they did not stipulate to the year, there are 3 years that they have to be Kabbalistas. So there was no Kabbalistas. But then the year of the years, and his own, and her own, became Shema Mitzvahs, Shemaras Mitzvahs. So should we require them to go through the Eos again and Kabbalah Mitzvahs? Or we say, in as much as the Eos resulted ultimately in the commitment of the Torah, we don't have to go through it again. This is a very important child and a very relevant child. So what is the Shema? So I have a Raya from the Rashi in Shabbos. Now, we have to bear in mind that according to what I say here in the Torah, so Rashi Shita is by a comment that Kabbalah Mitzvahs is not in the Akif. It's only the Akif regarding loving Kol, like the worst Kol is Manabais. But it's not the Akif in the Kedushas Yisrael. But, now, that is Rashi Shita. All right? But the Shaila is the same, according to Tesu Shita and according to the Rambam and Rashi. Now there is a Gemara in Shabbos, a very strange Gemara. Very strange Gemara. Now you will all know, I'm sure, that Gemara is from the Dalet in Shabbos. Gemara says that the Maise Benoch Yech Shevo Nishama. Omar, how much is this? Amalei, Shai, Tirash, Tirsav, Tirash, Kopi. Amalei, so Gia said, so Shama, Azot, Shitsav, and in Namibo. Shibar, Pay, Namibo. He was talking in American culture. So he said everything, you know, you're very courageous, naked, chutzpah, out without a limit. So he said it. Shitsav, you believe in the Kopi, you don't know, but you like him. Jews and Jewesses, I mean, it open means, they say that, I mean, Tirash Baksar Beguri. I mean, it's some question about it. But Tirash Baksar, he openly said, they don't do it. So, what did Shammai do? Shammai did natural faith. I mean, I would do the same thing. So he says, so, Tirash Baksar Beguri, directly on the national, and then Tirash Baksar. Go out there and see the people, that's what we learn. What is here? Here. So in spite of the fact that he said, she took Saban in Amifo, she not pay in Amifo, so Hillel accepted him. You see, that's the reason why only a single thing performed in certain groups before Hillel, you see, they like him. They like Hillel very much. They don't like Shammai. Shammai is a couple. But Hillel was a regular guy, you see. So, they like Hillel, so they call everything Hillel, Hillel house, everything is Hillel. Days Chris, all kinds of Days Chris by the name of Hillel, and every major city in America. I haven't heard that the Days Chris should be called Shammai Chris. Shammai Days Chris. It would be a wonderful idea to found a school, a Days Chris, which you've done it, and call it Dach Gel Hachet Shammai. Shammai Days Chris. It would be Kibish Hashem. Oh, I don't know. So then, he said, so, but if you don't get it, you can come here on the way, our base give me dollar. You know how Africa. So he started to say the other way. Dollar, give me base out. Base out. You know, this is what some doctors tested me, my intelligence. So first they asked me, I should mention the numbers, you know, 3, 4, 9, 6, 4. So I should repeat it. So I repeat it. Then they ask me to mention it backwards. Okay, so I mention it backwards. I mean, that test I test well. I mean, other things I didn't test. But that test I, the expressions, you know, I didn't test. But these tests I test to the right hand. Anyway, so here, yeah, so he'll do the same thing what the doctor did to me. So he says, so he told him just the reverse. Dalit Gimel Beis is out. Omalei, but he was a smart boy, I mean smart guy. Omalei, but the esne, we are not the author. How is it now you say Dalit Gimel Beis Dalit? Yesterday you told me Dalit Beis Gimel Dalit. Why do you say it now in the reverse way? Only love a life is the same as. So you didn't you rely on me? How do you know that what I said yesterday is true? Because I told you so. So you have to rely on me. Thou penance, Nikolai. In other words, here's about it. You also have to rely on me. Well, it's another, what does it mean? I mean, now is not the time to discuss it. I heard from my father's coming to talk in the name of the Israeli child. But that's not the day it does. I mean, why did he have to do it? He should have told him that. Without the test, you know, of saying it in reverse, that would give you data. That's another one. So there is a very strange one. And I heard from my father. It's a very difficult one. Oh, so, Ritzir bin Zifo, why did Shammai tell him to get out? Tanya, Habo, Mikabe, Yil, Chaveus, Chutzim de Barach, Lechidei, Habo, Yizgaya, Kibo, and Leteo, Chutzim de Barach, in Kabo, Yisrei, in Sechas, Chayos. Sechas, Chayos. I just want to tell you, at one time, years ago, so, the Sechas Rebbe, not in Yishin, not in Yishin, in Yishin, so he came to me and he said, there is a black person who wants to be this guy who worked for the FBI and yes, he came to a cop while he worked for the FBI in the state of Israel, so he was so impressed. He then for the carpet, he became an admirer of the carpets, and said to me, oh, to be this guy, I'm not going to say it. Therefore, the conclusion of this person is a very nice person, is a very good another information. Very nice, very nice, wonderful. Team, totally. So you want him to participate. And the Shiva of the other Shiva, so we also participated. Anyway, so I had to see the other blood test. I saw it, and I asked him whether he's ready to be committed to. He said, of course, but he doesn't want to be a religious Zionist. He wants to be, more philosophical, very elevated, so inspired. No, I don't think that this is a full test. Anyway, so I told him, you have to learn Judaism. You have to know what Judaism is. Maybe if you find out all the laws of Judaism, so then you will be very disappointed. You will become completely, disappointed in Judaism. So you have to know what you are getting into. So he said to me, you have a book. So I have a certain book, I forgot the name, it's in the cover. It was another novel. It was a novel in New York about 80 years ago, and he wrote it like Kisa Shumanov. He wrote it, not like the Kisa Shumanov, it was a translation of the Kisa Shumanov in Moshikich. So it's a wonderful Shumanov, especially for someone who doesn't know. So I gave it to him, it was an only copy. So he said, you study. Then he called up 2 weeks later that he wants to see us. Anyway, he said, called up the Shiva, and that's ready. And we are supposed to be the best, he should come. So I asked him, well, did you read everything? He says, oh, almost everything. So I said, well, are you ready to convert yourself? So he says, of course, I want to become a Jew. And I want to live in Israel too. And he'll join the Nitzor Kaur. I think no problem. Such a patriot. So, anyway, so then I said to him, I was, shuffling the pages. That's it, it's a very thick book. He never returned it. So as I was shuffling the pages, I saw about standing. So I said, did you read this chapter? He says, not that chapter. Did you look into it? I said, I so I said, you have, before we are ready to carry out the conversion, so we have to read every word in this chapter. Every word. Oh, so he took it again. What we do? And then, 1 week passed by, another week passed by, third week, it's a month ago. So I asked that rabbi, the other yeshiva, how is it that when I gave him the book for the first time, so after 2 weeks he called up, he must see us. He's in haste, it's like a fire, he's rushing to be this guy. And now all I ask him is to read one chapter of 5 pages about Sam Dingham, and he'll remain it. So he called him up. So he said, all right, he'll come. So I asked him, well, did you read the chapter? So he says, everything I love in Judaism, except the chapter. Don't like the chapter. That there it was mentioned that in the dream of today, so the Aser of wine in my bone, so that he didn't like it. He didn't like it. But why do we need such a deal? And he said, yeah, so I said, all right. So you're not trying to become a committed Jew. So you're not trying to become a committed Jew. All right, anyway, I just told that story. So he was similar, that black person was similar, and other workers told me stories from which I deduced that he, together with his superiors, were involved not in Israel, but in America, in Israel, as a member of the FBI, how do you call it? There's an FBI and the Israeli, how do you call that?
CIA.
What?
CIA.
CIA. He was, I don't know, he worked for the FBI, he worked for the, when he was in Israel, he worked for the CIA. So he was involved in Shukuzom Moses. It wasn't so simple. He was true, he was into a company, but he was the type of a person who was involved in Shukuzom. Of course, he had to he had that from the American government, you know, from Ahura, I don't know who he was. So, but he was that type of a person. Anyway, he didn't fight the demon of Sanhedrin. He didn't fight. So he finished his reform, you know, take out the demon of Sanhedrin, then he will become a community Jew. But he didn't fight the demon. So, I'm doing better off, and he probably saw better off, that there would be one great LS, right LS, and he, instead of having a year who then will become Hasuchon Mrs. Maria, become bitter, and then there will be prejudice against him, and all his black also. Not only year, black, year means, can you imagine the prejudice? I told him that, that will be practiced, that will be right all day. I mean, we certainly have reason to become bitter against the Jewish people, become an anti-Semite, and kill Jesse Jackson's forces and everything. But maybe one is vice president of the United States. He's a very smart black person, very smart. Anyway, so he was never misguided. He was never misguided. Now, so there is a very difficult question. Rashi said this. This is how I got off intention. In other words, this year, so he was ready to accept everything. Accept the Barachot, Stamlin on the Rabba. So, the Chen Gaya, Hapolis Kaya, the Gil, the Tayyar, the Kutu, the Barachot, in the Kabbalah, the second prayer. So, Gil, Hillel, wasn't there. I wasn't there. Most people didn't know that I'm Bachet, that Hapolis Kaya, the Kibur of the Tayyar, the Kutu, the Barachot, in the Kabbalah, he said, what is it? What was Hillel? He was Madam Rabbi, what was Madam Rabbi? So, why was he tired? Here, so he said, the Somach of Chachmosa, she said to him, she said, when you recover, she will damn your hope, the Chutz of the Rabbi, she will kill the Mithira Sheba Ope, Elo Shalom, who will mind in Shihim Upi Akbuma, the Hilo Giftach, she Ahashim Amdenu Yistachol. So, what's your Sikashi? How did you accept him? Because there is a Wachet, Habon is Gaia, the Kabul of the Kobu, the Teo, the Kobu the Sikh, Kusu the Rahim the Teo, the Rahim the Sikh, in the Kabul is. And here he rejected, he defied the whole Teresh of all Teo, not the Rahim. So how was he in the Kabul? So, I have to say something. Two things. First of all, here I was 100% sure that ultimately he will be meeting the Teo. Oh, no. Out of ignorance, he said that to me. But once he learned the Torah, he would be minding a Tereshit Ochsav. He would understand that there couldn't be a Tereshit Ochsav. Logically, there couldn't be a Tereshit Ochsav without Hashem. It's a mathematical impossibility. I mean, to have a Tereshit Ochsav without a Tereshit Ochsav is a mathematical impossibility. It's only possible for the American Jews who like everything, you know, that they should do. It should be catered to. So, I mean, it's wonderful, I mean, to have the Tereshit Ochsav without the Tereshit. But anyone who has any sense of duty in his mind, so he couldn't visualize in his remotest imagination this possibility of the Tereshit Ochsav without the Tereshit Ochsav. Anyway, so he was sure. And then he says, even right now, he accepted everything. Even though he says, he doesn't believe in Tereshit Ochsav, he only meant he doesn't believe that it's in Shammai, that it's in Piyat Bo. He thought that the Chachamim invented the whole Tereshit Ochsav. But he agreed to comply with every Takonis Chachamim. Some Mele, it doesn't come within the Alochet. Within the Alochet of Havod Yisgayeh, with the kilo of holding to the Torah, of holding the Sefer, and putting the Barach of Tiflis and holding the Sefer in Kabbalah. Because he was the Kabbalah. Now, so my father said, this is a very difficult Rashi. I mean, what does it mean? Rashi is saying, I mean, that he could say, that the way he taught Hakata was the basis of idea. So he probably had a lot of sourcing because he had a very long life. He lived 104 years. I'm sure that he had schusim. He had many schusim. So Mordechai Kaplan, when he published his book, Dreams and Civilization, and that raised the whole generation of Imamim, he, more than anyone else, more than any reformer in the history of American Judaism, you know, so he raised the whole generation of Imam Bar-Kokhba. So at the beginning, when he published, I remember, when his book was published in 1932, so it was mentioned about him, and it was true, that at the beginning it was true, that he was, he observed everything. He didn't carry a handkerchief in his pocket at all. Then later on he started by the car and everything. But at the beginning, when he published the book, so he wanted to play that role, that in his personal life, he doesn't carry a handkerchief on him. He doesn't carry a handkerchief, he's a big man. He doesn't do anything. But he didn't believe that it's Nashamayim. He didn't believe that Toshma Pei Nashamayim, that Toshma Chassad Nashamayim. He didn't believe that Rebbeinu Shalom altogether. As one prominent journalist wrote about him, he says, Motach HaKachim is an atheist. He doesn't believe in the existence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he's convinced of one thing, his mind is in the Shema, that he is God's mentor. He doesn't believe in God, but he's convinced of the Shema, that he's God's main partner. So anyway, so at the beginning, he was a Shema Mitzvah. So does that mean somebody in Yahweh will come, especially in Yahweh will come, and Yahweh will say, I am accepting everyone. I don't believe it's not your mind. I believe in Judaism as a civilization, not in the religion as a civilization. So does it mean that's considered Kabbalah's Mitzvah according to Rashi? Let's consider we are very fortunate that the conservative rabbis, even the London of them, don't know this Rashi. If they had known this Rashi, we certainly would go to Rashi. I mean, you don't have to do it. All you have to do is to comply. So what's the pshat Rashi? I heard from my father that this Rashi is very strange, but I think I have a word on the basis of that to explain Rashi. In other words, currently Rashi, as I say here, Rashi Shiti is like the Rambam. Kabbalah's Mitzvah is not in that. So it's true that in Kabbalah you're not allowed to accept it, but in Besdin did accept it, so it is here, except that he cannot do Nichlas Likom. He's not allowed to marry Rashi's son. Well, that's what I say, I mean, Rashi Shiti in Ksuvas. So Rashi here is Mishitas, it's the same thing. But we raise the question, what now? We ask like annoying that Kussinger answered, even though they made the beginning, I mean according to Rashi, so they remained here at Zoe to the end of their lives, according to Rashi. But if they were still there, they became Jews, because Kabbalah's Mitzvah is like Havas called the Zonadites. So it's only the Akim who will be called. But it's not the Akim in the Halation Jewish system. As long as there was new and few Halation there, please again. So neither they became Jewish. But in order to meet our list of assets on earth, there has to be Kabbalah's Mitzvah. And if there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah, at the very outset, at the time of the year, lip service Kabbalah's Mitzvah. And then it ultimately culminates in commitment, so then it's retroactively determined that it was a good Kabbalah's Mitzvah. But suppose there was no Kabbalah's Mitzvah altogether, nothing lip service Kabbalah's Mitzvah, nothing. But ultimately, the Ge'ah becomes a Shema Mitzvah, the Ariel Kiv. So, is it considered as a Kabbalah's Mitzvah or not? Does Kabbalah's Mitzvah imply a Maisi Kabbalah's Mitzvah like Mila and Tfile? Or Kabbalah's Mitzvah does, unlike Mila and Tfile, which implies a Maisi, so it doesn't imply a Maisi, just that it has, the Ge'ah has to result in a commitment. But if it results in it's a result of the words. So then it's considered like a Kabbalah's Mitzvah, even though there was no mindset of Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So of course, what Rashi means that from the point of view of thesis, there's a Kabbalah's Mitzvah is that the Eved basically is not the Akim. Business nach Miyake in Yuen Tim. Business nach Miyake in Yuen Tim. But Business Miyake in Kabosmas. Let's see. In the Yuen Tim, I took place showing in Business, so everything is okay. But in Kabosmas, took place showing in Business, so it's not okay. So according to Tesis, since the Father is in the Business, so it's a riot that the Kabosmas implies in my sense. Because if it only means the commitment that a government should, as a result of the ills, become an individual, why do you have to be done with the best? Why do you have to be done with the best? Ultimately, he's a Shinamist. So that's a riot in a quality case. But how about the number of Rashi? The point that the Kabbalah is not the Rashi Volker, but it's only the Akei. What would be called, so maybe it doesn't involve a mindset process. It only involves that he should become a committed Jew. So the riot on this Rashi is, the Shabbos are coming out that even according to Rashi Rambam, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Nahi in Pierce, but it is Nahi in the What we call, so it's the mice, we need the mice. But in the mice, at the very outset, was a lip service mice of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So then it depends. If ultimately it results in holiness and commitment, so then it's going to actually determine it wasn't in your lip service. But if it doesn't ultimately culminate in commitment, so then it was actually determined that it was a real lip service, Kabbalah's mitzvahs and mirror, that mice is mirror. But even if it results ultimately in commitment, so then there must be at the very outset the mice of Kabbalah's mitzvahs in the commitment. So that's what Rashi said. Of course, if ultimately he will not become a man in Tereshmal Pe, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is mirror glory. He still would be a girl because Rashi should be used to it. If without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he's also a girl. But he would be also one of the common. But Hillel was put to act, he had no doubts that when he learns and his ignorance is dispelled, so then he'll become a man. He'll become a real man in the world. Now, and as far as the mindset of Kabbalah's mitzvahs is concerned, even though it was coupled with his stupid statement, he doesn't believe in it, but he did say that he is determined. He is determined in order to comply with every iota of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So maybe there was a Maisei Kabbalah's mitzvah. But as long as he was an enemy, so of course, so he didn't hear anything. But if ultimately he became a enemy, so then it's retroactively determined that there was a doubt in Kabbalah's mitzvah. But Rashi emphasizes the fact that even though he was not minded in the Torah Shema, he still undertook to comply with every iota of the Torah Shema. So that means that he may cause the Rashi that when it is the Rambam, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Miyake Pideo, it's only Miyake Pide. But even without loving the call, there has to be a mindset. The mindset of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That mindset of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even though at the outset it appeared to be a good service only, but if ultimately culminated in a commitment, so then it's retroactively determined as a valid mindset of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's why Rashi emphasizes the fact that he wasn't a writer of the Torah Shema. But if Rashi had been that insofar as being all wrong the whole is concerned, we don't require a mindset. All we need that ultimately it should result in commitment. So why does Rashi emphasize he was the cover of the idea? Let's say he said, I'm not going to comply with one thing of the Torah Shema. But the pillow was for 12. that ultimately the Tamil Shah Mikra said could be Tamil. The Tamil said no. So it's good. But Tamil Shah Mikra. Now all these things, the salary and everything, you have to know everything. You have to know. Just because I don't discuss it, it doesn't mean that you don't have to know. Tell me about she is squishing it out. A million on moving, she is so in the dark. I will go not to show her, he has eyes in the same way. Oh, wait, you don't have to tell me. In love, what's the Rahman Shator say? I hate today, what's the other day? The Koya shall suppose, the Koya shall suppose, and it means, and it's doing, you know, a number of Kayan Shuti, and it's doing. Kitea be Shirahana, the Nasaway, oh, when you talk to Shator say, because he's very conscientious, it's very good. So, the Dima of Shuti, they are conscientious. They adhere to the Dima of Shuti. So maybe it's a good idea that he didn't make any foolish. Could you say to you can't get rich, take a rich lot of net, in the what is a bias? There's a breaking of iron block. Call it a bias. So in order that he should be able to check, because he should be able to check. We have to do it, so then there must be so in order. According to Rabbi, it's not necessary. It should be Yisroel in the Rabbi. As long as there is Yisroel, it's in Yichnas. So you can shut it up. Abai Dayik Nereish, Rabbi Dayik can say, Abai Dayik Nereish, it's time to Yisroel in the Rabbi. Abai it's in Yichnas Loi, Rabbi Dayik can say, time to go to Moshe Shishoha. Abai it's in Yichnas Shabba, Abai Kashi Sifei. So, Sifei implies that Tafke, so then he has to be tested as whether he eats from the don't tree. But if he sees in Yichnas, he doesn't even have to be tested as to whether he eats from the don't tree. Rabbi Kashi is eating. Oh, Lord, he eats in Yichnas, now we go Motze Korb. Or Rabbi Kashi Reishe. Oh, Lord, he eats in Yichnas, now we came in a Gabbard. So what's the right? In other words, the kusim are not choshu to eat the veil. And what do they consider the veil? What the Torah of 30 prayers is in the veil. Let's say if it was one of the five sulim, shie, chose, chlode, chlude, chlude, kire, so that, according to this looking, is also there. It's also there. So maybe they are not going to eat a shear or a goose or a kudu or a core, but they are not marked with neither. Because they hold with neither only implies they are not allowed to put a stumbling block before a blind person, but to be an accomplice in another person's avail, that's okay. So maybe only if we see that he himself is. So if you give, let's say, Yoram Slim, hanging, let's say, a number of birds, shvutis, let's say 10 birds shvutis, and you give him one bird to taste, then he tastes it. So what's the idea that all the 10 birds were mishapidim? Maybe that particular bird was mishapidim, but the other 9 birds, maybe, it's hardwuses, chalubes. So what kind of a raya we have? So he said, "Am I looking for a high with the Abbey shop?" I'm a Rabnashi, Mahmis and Dachas Nova. In other words, when he put it behind his back, behind his garment, some melee, he couldn't see, because he couldn't even see which bird the soil gave to him. So he was ready to eat in his finger. So that's a raya that all the birds were Nishat Pabe. So if you may, Simone Havir Gabay, maybe any sin and maybe any certain matter inscribed on the particular bird. So maybe there's no right. So the Lord says, On the Rabbi Shalashie, the Masmus Leinas Musa. In other words, the price is reference to the gates where it was crushed. So Mele couldn't recognize him in seeing anything. The Yumi Kasabre Kusi in Shkuba Leinas Musa. And we have a communication with that there. ותמך עוד שיהיה דרוס החודה הקומר ויקו נקסים על הקים לאל זה גבור, אל זה גבור הוכנה מקים לאל זה גבור, אל זה נאמר את זה לאל זה גבור, אל זה גבור נקסים את הנועלי נאמר את זה ספורס אין סרט ניסיה ונקוסים מהחור זה טוב זה בואו תצנת פיק נקסליסט לדעות So there's a complete summary as to whether the line of kissing when you doubt for something that is written, that is not written explicitly before, but they are technically scrupulous about this law. So can they be trusted in that?